Realty has introduced a new system called iCare. iCare is a powerful system designed to give both employers and employees faster, smarter, and more secure access to pension services online. With iCare, employers can now submit returns and remit contributions, while members can check their statements, update their details, and interact with NAPSA anytime, anywhere. iCare, transformation in service delivery, built for efficiency, accuracy, and customer satisfaction. iCare, powered by NAPSA, built for you. Visit www.napsa.co.zm or call our toll-free line 677 for more details. NAPSA, be smart, secure your future.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit iCare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
IPAC has called for suspension of ministers and Solicitor General under corruption investigation. Emergency tariff renewal worries manufacturers. In international news, Angola's president, Yao Lourenco, has thanked security forces after deadly unrest. In sports news, co-hosts Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda set to make history as first Chan tournament co-hosts.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center is calling on President Hichilema to suspend ministers and Solicitor General under corruption investigations to avoid interference. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngomba is concerned that the fight against corruption efforts in Zambia has seen a worrying trend, with numbers indicating a drop in effectiveness. Mr. Ngomba adds that according to recent reports, corruption remains a challenge, with many Zambians expressing dissatisfaction with the government's effort that is to combat it.
As Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, we would like to appreciate and welcome the ACC response on our last statement on its investigations into the Solicitor General and some unnamed ministers, cabinet ministers, over corruption allegations. IPAC is appealing to President Hakainde Hichilema to put those ministers on leave and the Solicitor General to facilitate smooth investigations. While in opposition, His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema promised Zambians and the international community that individuals appearing before law enforcement agencies over corruption allegations should be suspended to allow the agencies to do their jobs without intimidation and to enable whistleblowers to come forward and provide evidence. Furthermore, IPAC notes that it is widely and accepted international best practice and the principle of good governance and accountability that individuals holding public offices who are under investigation by law enforcement agencies should be removed.
Botswana President Duma Gideon Boko yesterday toured the United Capital Fertilizer Plant in Chilanga District, a move demonstrating economic diplomacy between Zambia and Botswana. Speaking immediately after the tour, Wonderful Group Board Chairperson Gilbert Temba underscored his company's significance in enhancing Zambia's regional industrial integration. Mr. Temba highlighted company's regional fertilizer export strategy, citing ongoing energy infrastructure and investment, among others. He said positioned as regional fertilizer supplier, adding that the fertilizer plant is central to the country's ambition to spur fertilizer production for not only to the SADC region market, but Africa as a whole.
First, on behalf of my colleagues at Wonderful Group, management and directors, we feel truly honored to have received the President of Botswana, His Excellency Boko, here today. I say so because, in fact, we were actually requested from Botswana to come and show the President this investment you've seen today. Mind you, we've only shown him a little part of our total investment in the industrialization program that we have for Zambia. So it was a great, great honor. We have no words to say to thank the President here and the President of Botswana to have allowed him to come and see what we are doing for Zambia here today.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has expressed worry over the recent renewal of emergency electricity tariffs, describing the move as unsettling and poorly timed for the industrial sector. ZAM President Ashu Saga stated that the decision made without consultation has disrupted pricing structures for manufacturers already grappling with high production costs and energy insecurity. He said the tariff initially introduced to cover imported power appears no longer justified given improvements in hydroelectric generation and the rollout of solar installations. Mr. Saga said the lack of dialogue and transparency surrounding the renewal has shaken business confidence, particularly among manufacturers who rely heavily on consistent energy pricing to maintain operations. He urged the Energy Regulation Board and ZESCO to engage more proactively with industry stakeholders before implementing such cost-altering measures, warning that sudden changes further erode margins and weaken productivity. The Basic Need and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, for a family of five in Lusaka has recorded a decline in July, dropping by 166 kwacha from 11,763 kwacha, 38 ngwe in June, to 11,602 kwacha, 37 ngwe in June. According to the statement by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, the decline represents a 1.37% decrease, noting that despite the drop, many households continue to struggle with high living costs. Prices of essential items like chicken and grounds decreased, however, the cost of kapenta increased, affecting low-income households. KCTR has called for accelerated agricultural mechanization and support for the informal sector, highlighting the disconnection between macroeconomic improvement and household realities. The organization emphasizes that long-term investments in local production, job creation, and social protection are crucial for realizing